Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking forward to the weekend. Thursday was Thursday. Today is Friday.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store, I loaded up with alcohol, more specifically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Can I tell you how awesome my wife is?
I want Andrew
to hear this.
You always
Yesterday
do.
We got done, and I had like half done yard work. And so I needed to finish up the yard work because I'm a completist, and I can't have, you know, it's half of the yard is weed whacked, and I had to finish. And I said to my wife before I went outside, I had this new thing, Andrew, where I don't buy beer and bring it home. I get my beer on the outside. I'm like Seinfeld with coffee now. And it's good for me. I drink a lot less because it's just not there. I said to her as I'm walking out the door, I'm like, this is going to be tough. The no beer thing at home is going to be hard. I'm about to go do yard work, and I'm going to get done. It's going to be like 7:30 on a weeknight, and I'm definitely – yard work is just one of those things. It trips a wire, I want a beer. She ran out to the store while I was doing the yard work and brought beer home for me. Isn't she the best? She's the best.
I wanted Andrew here to say something like, she's here with me now. Let me ask her about
that. Really
this.
Landed flat. Like, Andrew's not even listening.
No, he is. He is. He's just.
I was listening intently. My wife actually did that with me last night, but it was brownies were made instead. No weed. I've actually grown up a lot in the 15 years since I left you guys.
Impressive.
And yeah, thank you. And, yeah, I said, what happened to the cupcakes in the fridge? She said, I ate the last one. And I said, well, there is brownie mix in the cupboard.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yep. And I went upstairs to put the baby down, and I came downstairs, and they were in the oven, but she didn't talk to me the rest of the night.
Well, I did not get the silent treatment. I wasn't as aggressive as you seem to have been about this brownie thing. I merely said
direct.
To my,
how about direct?
I said, I said to my wife, like, you know, this is going to be a test for me with this, but, you know, it's okay. And she said, I could go get some for you. And I said, no, don't. I like this. It's good for me. It's healthy. So don't. But she went anyway. And I, of course, was thrilled.
Oh, my God. That line is so good.
I still chalk it up as a win, by the way.
Well, you got brownies.
You get getting the brownies is better than having her attention.
Yes. Yeah.
What kind of mix? Why, Duncan Hines?
Why are we off to a great start
Duncan
here?
Duncan Hines?
Betty Crocker.
Betty Crocker. One of those.
She's still doing it after all these years, man.
Amazing work. Amazing work. I was going to say this. So Bulldog jumped in very neatly to start the conversation. I'm like, you know what's never happened? I was thinking I was going to do this. Had I spoken first, I was going to say, you know what's never happened? I have never been called by a radio station in Rochester to appear on their shows, even though I worked at several. I've never been asked to, like, sort of nothing of value. Here is Andrew. Chase Claypool, who was three teams ago, signs with the Bills. And like, oh, Andrew. Like, we don't even need a reason, but whenever there is one. And, you know, Matthew Collar is pretty close to the same thing. He's on next week. I'm not even sure why. Like, was there a Minnesota trade or anything like this? No, he wrote a book. Andrew, where's your book?
You know, I actually wrote a book 8 or 9 years ago, and it was loosely based on my life, but I would say it was a work of fiction. And I did it on an old computer, and I was kind of embarrassed by it. And I'm disappointed that I didn't keep it, because I do think it had its moments. It was a tragic story.
Hmm.
And so it's gone now. But I think I can still claim I wrote a book. Did that pass the test? If I had a Word document with a title and several hundred pages typed out, but it never got published and I never did anything with it, what do you think?
No.
Did I write a book or not? I can't claim that?
I think you have a chance if you can get somebody to write a foreword. But without a foreword, you don't have a book.
My feeling on this is that this goes back to the days when you probably were having weed in the brownies, and I think it just counts as you just wasting time.
No, it's not a book until there's actually a book that you hold. Like, I think even Matthew's book, you can actually hold it.
I have a physical copy of Matthew's book, yes.
What I did was I listened to the whole thing on the drive to Florida. It took even half... less than half the drive, but that's when I...
That was all Matthew talking?
Yes. And what
he voiced his own book? He should
have
had you do it.
Well, it's very, very kind. He voiced his own book, and when I told him that I bought it, he's like, let me know if you can guess the exact moment when I lost my voice, and I did. Like, there was a chapter 10 or something. Like, there was a point in it when he starts to lose his voice. Like, it's
that's real. That was almost like he asked you a question that which forces you to not lie and say, hey, I listened to your book or read your book. It was excellent. And you really didn't. You're just trying to fool the person and compliment them.
Well, in fairness, I've probably done that 100 times in my life. So he might have had good instincts there. But I did. I liked it a lot. So no problem. All right, Andrew, we can't let the whole time go by without having the Claypool conversation. The Bills receiver room, holy cow. 100 different people might rank these guys in order of importance 100 different ways. Is Claypool, in your opinion, likely to be relevant? And then we'll talk about maybe what happened in Pittsburgh, because for a minute there, he was pretty hot.
Yeah. I said on the air today, I don't think he's going to catch 10 balls in a Bills uniform. So that comes right out and answers your question.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think that. If you're looking for this guy to be your wide receiver too, and to be kind of a low risk, high reward player, I think it would have happened in Miami for him that way, in that offense with the other playmakers they have, with the play caller that they have. To me, that was his last chance saloon. The fact that he went there last year and did next to nothing, and when he did get the ball thrown his way, he dropped it and then was immediately put on the sideline and never really played after that. It's nice to go back and look at those rookie year stats in 2020 and say, well, maybe he can become this guy again. But no, I don't think it's in there.
What?
I think he runs fast and he's big and he tantalizes people with his physical attributes and traits, but I don't think he'll ever be a consistently productive NFL wide receiver.
Is this like a work ethic thing? Like what is it that you think, like what undid him in Pittsburgh? Attitude?
Partly, yeah. I think what ended up happening with him is he believed he was better than he actually was. And we've got a tradition of wide receivers here that tend to behave and act that way, and it usually ends in epically bad fashion. And I think it, I think he had that breakout rookie year. He thought he was going to be the next guy up and was going to end up being their number one receiver and 1,500 yards and 10 touchdowns a season and $25 million a year. And, you know, Bulldog, it's a good question. I don't know if I've ever had anyone directly say he has a bad work ethic or he doesn't work hard enough. But the way people describe why it didn't work here used kind of coded language and phrases that would make you think that that was true.
Right.
So, yeah, like, I can tell you this anecdote for sure, 100% true. He got traded midseason to Chicago for that second-round pick that ended up being the 32nd pick in the draft and is now Joey Porter Jr. And there was a lot of discussion at the time, like, oh, my God, the Steelers are sellers. They've never done this before where they're taking a useful part off their team while they're still technically alive to make the playoffs. And the feedback I got on that was the coach looks at it as addition by subtraction.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely behind the idea of them getting nothing back in the deal that is going to make the current team better. And that's exactly what they ended up doing.
These Pittsburgh teams that are in, quote, contention in the middle of the season, it's a little bit Sabres, except they always make it. It's
right.
Like the Steelers, one way or another, make it. And, like, you know, eventually you sort of run out of gas trying to poke holes in it. On the subject, because I'm just wondering this, Andrew, Claypool versus Juju in this sort of context.
Oh, Juju. I think Claypool's got more natural ability. But, you know, go look up the Super Bowl against Philadelphia. And I know it was a questionable call at the end of the game, the penalty that he drew, but he was really good in that Super Bowl. He was probably Mahomes' go-to receiver on so many clutch and critical plays. I thought he played really hard here, did a lot of dirty work, middle of the field, tough yards, third and six, he'd get you seven, stuff like that. He knocked Vontaze Burfict's head off, which everybody here loved. But same thing, I just think it went to his head. He started dancing on logos before games, and that created a whole stir and distraction. You know, he made a comment going into his last year that, you know, he really wanted to be more than just a slot receiver because the guys on the outside got paid and basically tried to threaten the offensive coordinator and coaches here to play him there. He wouldn't be happy. So, yeah, I mean, he hit his expiration date, but on a week-to-week, game-to-game basis, I would take Juju Smith-Schuster over Chase Claypool 10 out of 10 times, regardless of what the 40 times and everything else tell you about the two players.
Andrew Filippone with us. Nice facilities down there, by the way. I enjoyed my visit, even though you were not there.
Yeah, that kind of step part of it sucked. And you were doing the Awaken thing, so, and I think you're still doing it right. And I've seen some video with you, Mike, and you do look, I think you look good.
Thank you.
Do you feel good? You gotta feel good. You're eating celery and carrots for lunch.
He just walked. He starts bringing in cans of Italian wedding soup for lunch. We'll know that the transformation is
full
complete.
Circle.
Andrew, sorry, is that trip a wire for
full
you?
Full circle.
Big memories. Didn't you want during one of these drafts we had? I remember you saying, "I'm not going down to someone who eats Italian wedding soup for lunch every day."
That's right. I remember it was right here.
Yeah, scar tissue.
And in no way is that depressing. It was right here in this room.
Anyway, our guy here walked 18 holes of golf with me today.
Come on. It's not MMA. Like, I walked a golf game.
He's feeling it. We're both feeling it.
You know.
You're playing a ton of golf now, Bulldog. When we worked together, I did not have you pegged as a golf guy.
No, I was not. No. What happened is there's a city park, like, you know, two blocks from my house that has a golf course that I was too scared to ever try to play at because I thought I was going to brain some child in a stroller or something because, you know, there's a lot of, you know, different activities going on in this park. But I started playing there. This is the third year now. Our oldest son, Owen, is 22 now. He started playing with me, just took the game up 3 years ago. And we go all the time now. I played 50 rounds of golf last year, and I missed a month because of a health thing. So, yeah, I'm all in.
Wow.
So what will tonight be like after Browniegate?
That's a great question. I'm actually in a Cracker Barrel parking lot right now.
To find out?
So I'm picking this up and bringing it home as an olive branch. Right, because nothing says I'm sorry like...
Cracker Barrel?
Oh, say it. Come on.
Old country store cooking here. Yes, so I'm hoping that the grilled chicken tenders are going to...
save you. They're going to save you.
And then we'll see. I mean, we've got Kentucky Derby tomorrow. We've got Cinco de Mayo on top of a Greek Orthodox Easter that we were invited to. I've never done one of those.
Hmm.
All hell could break loose. Yeah. That's where I'm at, guys.
What a weekend. May the 4th, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. And by the way, as I told Bulldog earlier when we were playing golf, hat tip to whoever at the zoo thought of Cinco de Rhino, because that's awesome. I think I might want to go to that, but I'm not going to invite Andrew because he's got his own stuff. Okay.
Are you Star Wars guys?
No. When the Bisons would have their Star Wars night and the boys were interested in lightsabers, like, we would go to that and we watched all the movies. But one of the most exciting developments about your kids getting to be 22 and 20 is that you no longer have to watch movies that make you want to claw your own eyes out.
Mm. Well,
yeah, we put Sleeping Beauty and Cinderella on for the first time this week. Mike,
yep.
I saw this today, which the Bulldog just kind of put a light bulb on for me. Cubs Brewers game on Marquee was on MLB Network. Did you know it's sponsored? When they come back from break, they show, did the umpire get the ball on the pitcher's mound to start the next inning, yes or no?
Oh, my. They're playing mound ball on MLB Network?
Marquee was on MLB Network. It's okay. The Cubs feed.
Marquee.
Okay. Not only do they show it, they got someone to buy it and sponsor it.
Right.
The best.
They pitched it to a local company, and they said, we're in.
Mound ball. So I need Greg Bauk to know that we're having this conversation because one of the – it's not that recent, but – he and I and our wives were at a Bisons game, and we're just coming up with bets the whole night.
Moon bet.
The moon bet. Would the moon be past the foul pole by the end of the game?
Oh, yes.
The first color of the fireworks. I mean, it was just the most fun. And I don't know if this marquee, it sounds made up, but I'm sure it isn't. I don't know if this marquee is interested in moon bet, but I think we all agree they should be. They should be interested in moon bet.
Would you say that you were the originator of mound ball? Do you feel like
No. I don't know where I heard it. I think mound ball goes back to almost the very beginnings of Ken Burns doesn't go as far back in covering baseball history as mound ball. I'm pretty sure mound ball was like the first baseball, and then there was baseball. Mound ball birthed baseball. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, mound ball. Mound ball. Do we have to say it once? Andrew explained it, is the baseball on the dirt, on the mound,
right,
when the team comes off the field and the next team goes out there, you know, and is that an even money bet?
Well, I think part of the discussion that we always had with this is the umpire, I think, is aware now that people are doing this. And is there a competitive spirit in him to make sure that the ball gets on the mound?
Yeah.
You know, like, is he trying?
They're trying, yeah.
Perfect throw.
I love it. It's part of umpiring school now. Now that it's on Marquee, everybody knows. Oh. Andrew, we got to run. Thanks so much. It's always like a great treat.
Yep, see ya.
Bye. Good luck tonight. The biscuits. The biscuits.
You know there's brownie mix.
Wow.
What?
I'm so glad you went first. Unbelievable.
Hey, there's brownie mix.
Imagine
my
being...
wife responds to, hey, there's brownie mix. It's like, hey, have you ever seen a knife fly through the air?
I know. You know, reasonable. Reasonable.
Yeah.
Our chat with Ian Harditz next here on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.